This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I'd be delighted to introduce Australia's foremost investigative journalist, Adele Ferguson, the multi-award-winning Adele Ferguson, yet again lifting the lid on what's a fairly steamy and unpleasant industry practice. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell us how you went about this remarkable story? Because I said before, Adele, that you know, any time a major corporate feels they have to take out full-page open letters to the public to explain themselves, a nerve has been touched in no uncertain terms. You want to run our listeners through the sort of story as it's unfolded?
Yes, so it's on the retirement village industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry, and we really focused through Four Corners and Fairfax on a company called Aveo, which is a very big listed company. It's got, well, it did have $2 billion in market cap, but since the stories have come out, the share price has fallen somewhat. But what it uncovered was underhanded business practices. We're looking at vulnerable people here who are moving into retirement villages because they think they'll be safe. And when they get there, they find something very different. And what it seems to be is that what we're alleging is that there is a policy of churn, which is something the company denies. And let me just explain that. In their presentations to analysts, they say that they have a targeted turnover of 10 to 12% a year. What that means is it's the equivalent of 1,200 units or people have to leave the villages each year.
Adele, do they mean die?
Die, or they get too sick to stay.
Yeah.
So they have to move into a nursing home.
So the most vulnerable people possible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And when they leave, they have to pay an exit fee, which is in some cases, it's up to 40%. So if you buy a unit for $600,000, and after 2 years, the exit fee is 40%, which is $240,000 that you're paying to get out.
It just seems...
And a lot of people... Yeah, it's incredible. And so that's just money coming... That's where they make their profits. So the more people that leave, the more exit fees they get. One of the things that would be really interesting to your listeners is how this story came about was a lawyer was sitting on a plane with a man who'd been in a relationship for 55 years. He was mourning the death of his partner, Harry, and he was saying that he was getting kicked out of the village because his name wasn't on the property. Now, he was in business with Harry. His name's Jeff Richards. He was in business with Harry. They had properties together, and they also owned this unit. But Jeff's name wasn't on the property. He got left everything when Harry died, that entire estate. But he got a letter from Aveo saying, because your name isn't on the title, even though you own it, you can't live in it, so you've got to leave. You've got to sell. Which is extraordinary.
It's not just extraordinary. Isn't it illegal?
Well, who knows? Apparently, the service agreement overrides everything. So he had to leave. They wanted his exit fee because once he leaves,
they can resell it.
Now, hang on, just sorry, Mac. Adele, it's been a very long time since I did contract law. I think it was 1973. But my memory was you can't ask people to contract to do something which is illegal. You know, and in fact, there's already good and established law around, you know, property and inheritance. You can't ask somebody to contract themselves out of that.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, but he had to leave, and I've got the letters, and he did leave. It said that you can't stay because your name isn't on the property, even though you own it. Yeah.
So what happens to the property then? It gets turned over as part of this churn.
Yeah, so it gets sold. And then what they're doing is there's an added twist to this is his property was freehold and they are now on selling them. So they take the exit fee, and then they are now on selling the freeholds as leases.
As leasehold.
So Aveo gets the freehold essentially for free.
Now, I should say, I did ring Aveo twice this week asking them if they wanted to come on the show and put their point of view.
Yes.
Silence.
I think they've been a little busy this week, Macca.
Yes, but and we actually, Tass and I know Jeff, and Jeff is very well known.
He's a member of this station, actually.
Yeah, and you know, lovely, lovely guy, done an enormous amount for our community, and he and his partner were very much in love for a long time. So this hits a nerve with all of us, that we're all
vulnerable.
We could end up in this situation ourselves if we went into a retirement village.
Adele, who's the regulator here? Who can come in and actually say these practices are predatory and unacceptable and force change?
This is the problem. No one can really define who should be looking after it. So it's state-based legislation, and you've got here in Victoria, you've got Consumer Affairs or VCAT, where they can go, which are both pretty weak. And so most people don't bother going. They have to go to lawyers, and many of them can't afford that. So it slips through the cracks. So in 2007, there was a federal inquiry into the ageing, and there was a chapter on retirement villages, and they got a lot of submissions. And a set of recommendations included looking at whether, if the state legislation is no longer working, which it's not because it's all a complete mess and every state's different, then consider changing it to federal law. Another recommendation was that the ACCC should step in and have a look at exit fees and consider whether they should actually be banned, because you're not just paying, you know, good money for these units. You're paying these hefty exit fees, and you're also paying weekly maintenance fees.
And also they
charge up to $500.
And also they charge you fees to fix the unit up when you leave.
Or replace a light globe.
Yes. You know, and, yes. Well, I mean, yes. If we're waiting for the ACCC to do it, everyone who lives in them will be
dead.
So
what's the role of APRA?
Well, APRA isn't involved at all, because it's considered, you know, is it a real estate property? It should be APRA. You know, someone suggested APRA should be involved because, you know, you're looking at aged people, and part of this product is working out, you know, actuaries working out how long people stay in these places. Mm. So in Aveo's case, the average age is 82.3 years. And the turnover is about 7 years.
Wow.
And is there a role here for the federal government?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because many of these companies are national companies. Aveo, for example, is now moving into higher care. So this is federal. It has to be federal. You can't have all these different state-based regulations which are weak at best.
And the other thing is why it shouldn't be stated, Adele, is, you know, you find a problem in Victoria and then the Victorian government has to act, and then it'll be glacial, and, you know, it'll be knock on to New South Wales and Queensland. That's not the way to go about this. It definitely should be federally regulated.
No, that's exactly right. So earlier this year there was a parliamentary inquiry into retirement villages in Victoria, and there was almost 800 submissions. So these voiceless people are just, you know, champing at the bit to be heard. The government hasn't, you know, accepted many of the recommendations yet. It's still sitting on this report. The report was pretty disappointing. It didn't go into a lot of things. It looks like they'll recommend an ombudsman for residents. But again, it's Victoria. What happens in New South Wales and other
states? And the other states. We're speaking with Adele Ferguson, and Adele, we've been speaking about retirement villages and what some of the operators are doing. Were you shocked, Adele, when you started looking into this? Did you think, really, is this happening in this country?
Absolutely. I really was. I couldn't believe that companies make money out of these huge exit fees, and then they're just cutting costs. You look at the ads and they're so different to the reality of what some people are saying. You know, so some of the cases we had was one man, John Hato, who lived in Veronica Gardens in Northcote in an Aveo village, and he had a fall and he was lying on the floor for 5 days. a friend of his called after day two. He was calling him, and John wasn't answering the phone because he couldn't get to the phone. And they rang up the office, which is probably a minute and a half away from where John's unit is, and said, he's not picking up his phone. Can someone go and have a look? Nobody did. And 5 days later, his cleaner knocks and finds him on the floor, you know, unconscious, and gets rushed to hospital. No, he didn't have his pendant on. But you would think there's some duty of care that, you know, you would just go and have a look at why hasn't anybody seen this man for 5 days? He's still in rehab, very ill.
Adele, the whole of the nation was watching the Four Corners report that Monday night where this was aired. And I think there's no mistaking that the whole of the nation is in deep shock about this.
Yeah.
But the question that I'd like to ask you is, what's been the response from some of our regulators and our policymakers? Have you been able to gauge that? Because I feel like, you know, I read this morning's Fairfax report and there was a comment there from the Federal Aged Care Minister, but it just seems a little bit lukewarm to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. They've been duck shoving for years. You know, this has been going on for so many years, and it's just about time that they actually stepped up. You know, the federal minister is saying, well, you know, you've got to tiptoe around the states and get them on board. But, you know,
well, where's the leadership
why
on this?
Is this happening? Yeah, where is the lead? I don't know.
Robert, maybe you can answer this question for us.
I was just smiling at the federal government saying you have to tiptoe around the states. That's not noticeable in the policy areas where they wish to jackboat their way through the states, is it, Adele?
Yeah.
I don't recall that at health ministers' meetings, the federal minister tiptoeing around the states. I don't recall that. Anyway, Adele, what do you think we can do? Because, I mean, obviously, you'd hate for the sort of, you know, the dogs to bark and the caravan to move on and nothing changes. What do you think is the next step? What can we do? You know, what can the listeners of Joy do? You know, what would you want people to do? Where do you see it and Fairfax taking it now?
Yeah, well, we're going to keep going with this because we want to keep pressure on the government to actually do something. You know, they've had this report for 10 years. Things have got worse. Companies have got greedier by increasing the exit fees. You know, they used to be 20% and it was over 7 to 10 years. Now they're up to 40% after 2 years. You know, profits are going up. It's all got worse. So the government has to come in and do something. And the ACCC has said it is now looking into Avayo. But there really needs to be a lot more done.
I think, just my view of the world, To change it over to a federal system and then take action, you know, that's going to be a very slow process. It's almost a case of saying, well, it's not perfect that it lies with the states, but let's start with Victoria, and if that can be a test case to show what must be done and then replicated federally, maybe that's the way we need to go.
But what can our listeners do?
Yeah.
I mean, people are very angry about this.
Politicians, I think the only way is to let politicians know that they actually have to do something.
I agree, Adele. And look, and for our listeners who want to do it, don't send a form letter.
No.
You know, if I get 100 form letters, I treat it as one. Doesn't matter how simple your plea, and as long as you're writing as an individual, if any politician, any minister gets 10 to 20 letters on something, it's an issue.
Well,
there's
a challenge for our listeners this morning.
Yes.
Get out your pens and start writing.
Sorry, who would be the responsible Victorian minister, do you think, Adele?
Oh, gosh, I honestly don't know.
Would it be the housing minister?
Send it to the Premier.
Straight to the Premier.
Minister? Is it aged care? Is it property?
Straight to the Premier, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and that's why we've been targeting, you know, the Federal Minister for Aged Care, even though it's not even in his portfolio, because do you go to Consumer Affairs?
Yeah.
Do you go to profit? This is the problem with this sector.
And shouldn't we, in fact, be targeting the federal government for a bit of national leadership on this issue?
Definitely.
And a bit of uniformity across the states? Because it is a dog's breakfast trying to navigate your way around.
If you want to do something now, it's going to have to be through the state mechanism.
Yeah.
And you're working at the same time on making sure it's consistent across
the nation. Our listeners have now heard that. Best advocates in town, Robert Doyle, Adele Ferguson. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We asked the question before we spoke to you, Adele, sort of as a bit of humour. Who is more feared by business in Australia, the ACCC or Adele Ferguson?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I think the ACCC would be pretty feared.
No. They're like being savage with a wet lettuce.
We've taken a poll in here in the studio this morning, Adele, and it's clearly you.
Very scientific sampling method here. Yeah. What do you think, Mag? I don't know. Rob, what do you think? What do you think, Taz? Yeah, it's all been very scientific. But, Adele, you came out on top, Adele. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Without fail. And great work, by the way. We think it's fantastic.
Great journalism.
And we want to.
No, I really appreciate it.
And look, we want to thank you. You know, we speak to you from time to time, and you know, with these issues, without the work that you do and the support that Fairfax gives you, and that's not just in terms of, you know, paying you and giving you a desk. We know there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. A lot of other journos working with you.
Yes.
The legal people at Fairfax backing you up. This is what independent journalism is about. And I notice there's some other papers around this country that don't cover this issue, that haven't covered this issue. So I want to say thank you. I know our listeners appreciate it. It's very, very important what you do, Adele. It really is, and it makes a difference to a lot of people's lives, so thank you.
No, thank you.
And who are you going to get on to next? Who's next on
that
list?
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, who's next?
Well, there's still quite a bit of work to do on, you know, all these other retirement village operators and aged care. But, yeah, there's a few other things in the pipeline which will come to pass in the next few months.
So no tips? No hints?
Not yet.
Adele.
Too early.
Adele, do you know something that really depresses me? When you look at any industry that deals with the vulnerable, you will find exploitative behaviours. Mm. It's just a really unfortunate fact. But when you look at, you know, some of the areas you've looked at where people have relied on financial advice, or whether they've got a job in a, you know, in a franchise business, or here when they're vulnerable in health and age, you know, it's just a depressing part of human nature that those people who should be protected will be being exploited somewhere by someone.
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it?
It is.
Really disgusting.
It is.
Now, one of your colleagues as we go, Adele, I won't tell you who it is, but you'll be able to work it out, said, when we order our next home-delivered pizza from a certain chain and you can barely see it, it will be known as the Adele. I'll have an Adele with the lot, please, and it'll be like, it'll be about the size of a small saucer.
That's very funny.
Yes. Once again, thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for the time this morning. We really appreciate it, and keep at it.
No, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And you can read all this, of course, on the Age website. And, you know, if you're not a subscriber, you should be, because Adele doesn't work for free, and it doesn't cost that much to subscribe, just like being a Joy member.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.